You've probably seen those square QR barcodes in ads at the bus stop. And you might have heard of NFC, near field communication patches at checkouts. But soon there'll be a new technology invading our indoor spaces called Bluetooth beacons. Will they help us learn about our location, or will they further invade our privacy? Joining me is regular RN Breakfast technology editor, Peter Marks. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Cathy.
So how would this Bluetooth beacon be used?
Well, let me tell you a story. Imagine for a moment that you have a smartphone that was made in, say, the last 2 years. Imagine you're walking it through a shopping centre, maybe a big department store shopping centre, and you go past a shop that you frequent often enough to have installed the app for that shop. So it's somewhere that you go regularly. As you walk past the store, your phone vibrates, and on the screen you see a message saying that a product that you've perhaps bought before is on special right now. So you're drawn to enter the store, you walk through the aisles, and seeing something interesting on one of the shelves, you pull out your phone and the app immediately gives you a rundown on the products in front of you, in that aisle right in front of you. So you're of course programmed to select a product that's on special. You walk to the checkout. At the cashier actually recognises you and smiles, in fact even knows your name. Then all you have to do is press your thumb onto the phone's print reader, fingerprint reader, and boing, the payment receipt goes through and the payment receipt arrives in your mailbox. All too easy.
Oh, I feel a bit uncomfortable about this.
Well, maybe. It kind of breaks down some of the barriers. And, you know, this is using this new technology called Bluetooth beacons.
What are Bluetooth beacons? How do they actually work?
Okay, well, normally, you know, you'd be familiar with using maps on your phone and location-based services. When you're outdoors, your phone figures out where you are, your location, by receiving radio signals from a combination of things. Firstly, there's GPS, global positioning satellite systems, but they need a good view of the sky, in fact, quite a lot of the sky, to be able to see where you are. Phones also use cell towers, and they can even use Wi-Fi networks, even Wi-Fi networks that you're just near, you're not actually joined to. But of course, all of these things don't work very well indoors, and that's where the genius of Bluetooth beacons comes in. Bluetooth is a low-power radio transmission protocol. It's on a band called 2.4 gigahertz, which behaves rather like light. So it's really good for sort of inside a room. Now, you've probably heard of Bluetooth. It's been around for a while, and initially it was used for sending data between phones or between phones and computers. Things like sending address book contacts. It's also used with hands-free audio headphones, that sort of thing. But it used quite a lot of power. So there's a new standard in Bluetooth called Bluetooth 4 or LE, low energy. And that means that a device can be connected or can be looking or even sending out beacons without using very much power. So that the promise is that you can have little devices, these Bluetooth beacons, spread around the shopping centre, spread around even your home, spread around, in fact, sporting fields and so on. And the battery, the little watch battery in them, will keep them going for up to 2 years, some of the ones we have now. So these beacons, they send out a little bit of information about what they are, and they can also have information programmed by the store. So you might say what aisle you're in. They might tell you that you're near the checkout. And because your phone is able to estimate the distance, they can actually estimate, are you, say, just walking past the store, perhaps 20 metres away? Are you within a metre of something, so it's right in front of you? Or perhaps you've even had to touch your phone on the checkout. So it gives you a sort of a level of what's the proximity to this location that a user actually is.
Peter, there's some pretty big privacy issues that come up here. Is there cause for concern?
Well, yes, I think like most technology, this can be used for good or evil, a bit like Get Smart technology. Unscrupulous apps, of course, can report on your location. I mean, one of the big things about Bluetooth low energy and these beacons is that you do have to install the app, but the app does not have to be running. So when you install an app that listens for Bluetooth beacons, it tells your phone, be on the alert for me to go into range of one of these beacons, and the app gets called when you just are physically present. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting applications. One that I particularly like is, you know how in a coffee shop, there used to be coffee shops that had newspaper subscriptions or magazine subscriptions, so they'd be all lying around. Increasingly, newspapers and magazines are going online and they're available through a reader, like an e-reader. So what a coffee shop could do with beacons is they can do a deal with the magazine's publication to say, I'll subscribe so that people inside my coffee shop can read the newspaper or magazine for free while they are at that location. I think it's a great idea, and it kind of harks back to the old idea that where you are, your context is very important. But yes, there are privacy concerns because the user needs to know. Now, when you first install an app, it will ask you, will say, is it okay for me to have access to your location? That used to mean, where I was on the street, but now it's going to mean where I am within a building, even within a room.
So it's really about informing yourself before you download those apps. Peter, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kathy. Great to talk to you.
Peter Marks, who is our regular RN Breakfast technology editor. You're on RN Summer Breakfast. The time is 7 minutes to 9.